Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
Boy, Bernie Sanders, there may not have been Twitter and social media back in the 80s, but some of his pro-communist rhetoric is coming back to haunt him a little bit on the campaign trail. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Just some things that popped up yesterday. How disappointed Bernie Sanders was when JFK spoke out against communism in Cuba. And you know, Sanders tries to excuse this whenever somebody asks him about it. Well, people said a lot of things back in the 70s, but I didn't act on any of it. Well, it's clearly what you believe.
He was a communist before it was cool.
He went to the Soviet Union for his honeymoon.
Did he really honeymoon
in the Soviet Union.
He did. Yeah.
For goodness sake. Come on, people. Hey, welcome back. By the way, I hope Damon is still listening. Damon, are you out there? Because I really hate it when you challenge my steel trap mind when I tell you something that 10 or more percent, maybe 15% of Bernie Sanders supporters in the primary voted for Donald Trump in the general election. And just to continue your school lesson for this morning, let me refer you back to a National Public Radio article, an NPR article from August 24th of 2017, titled, "Here's How Many Bernie Supporters Ultimately Voted for Donald Trump." Fully 12% of people who voted for Bernie Sanders in the Democratic presidential primary voted for Donald Trump in the general election. That is according to data from the Cooperative Congressional Election Study, a massive election survey of 50,000 people. Just so you know, I wasn't just making that up. You said I had no proof of that. But NPR reported it in 2017. So 12% of Bernie Sanders supporters ultimately voted for Donald Trump because they were angry with what happened in their primary. It's one reason why the DNC has announced that they promised not to use leaked material against opponents in 2020. Interesting thing about that is none of that stuff was fake. None of it was false. They were just embarrassed about that the truth came out of what they thought about Jews and African-American voters and everybody else. They didn't want America to know that. So they were therefore embarrassed. Hey, glad you're back with us here. Boy, what a morning. Like as we went on the air 1 hour ago, the Joe Biden bite dropped. Do you have the actuality where it took him 2 minutes into his video, but he finally got around to why he was making the video?
That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States. Folks, America's an idea. An idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant.
I'm a big deal.
So just so you know, Joe Biden's in. He's in. Crazy Uncle Joe.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Try number three to be president of the United States. He just won't give up, and he seems to think people are going to go for that. Maybe they will.
You guys called it a hot tub earlier, like get in the hot tub with all these Democrats. I think it's like a hot tub time machine with Bernie and Joe, and it's like
the disturbing part is that's kind of what Kamala Harris was suggesting. Did you hear this?
Come on in. The water is warm, Joe.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Let me get to the phones here real quick. Hey, Robert, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Mark, you doing okay, man? I know Damon's got you on tilt this morning.
I'm telling you what. I had to correct him there as usual, but school is over. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to agree with you on Creepy Uncle Joe. I don't think he gets the primary. I think as silly as it is, the whole ordeal with his physical actions towards females that he had to come out and apologize for. I think that hurt him maybe more than people think. And, you know, the other thing to agree with your point, One of the main things that's going to hurt him is he's an old white guy. And, you know, it, let's be honest, if you think like a lefty and all of their lefty leftness, there is nothing more offensive than an old white guy. And I think the fact that, you know, obviously he's not a minority, he's not a female, I really think that's going to hurt him, and I don't see him grabbing that. And I think that Grandpa Bernie's going to be in trouble in the long haul as well for the same reason.
I would agree with that completely, Robert, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think he's onto something. And why do I think that? Because I think that one of the reasons that you saw so many tears on the evening of the election, November of 2016, among the people at Hillary Clinton's supposed glass-shattering party there at her headquarters, was because a lot of them believed they were about to witness the first woman elected president of the United States. I don't think the Democratic Party this time will nominate a 77-year-old white man to the top of their ticket. I don't think it will be deemed politically correct. And when I look at these polls that are out, there's a poll that the Daily Mail is pushing this morning showing that Joe Biden would beat Donald Trump by 8 points if the election was held today. Well, we all know that a week before the election in 2016, all the polls said Hillary Clinton would win by 12 points. So I don't put any stock in the polls. But within the poll, it shows the breakdown by generation of who's supporting Trump or who's supporting a Democrat in this race. And the younger you go, the worse it gets for the Republican. The millennials and then the next generation below the millennials, I'm not even sure what Gen Y or something they're calling them.
Gen Z.
Is that? Yeah,
a large percentage of them aren't going to vote, right? And a bigger percentage of them are not are undecided or don't even know if they're going to participate. So I think that those folks are not going to be anxious to vote for Joe Biden.
I don't know. I think anybody that has half a brain would say, like in the Democratic Party would say, hey, he's our only shot against Trump. Pick an African-American female to run with you and we'll put you up there.
Maybe. That
we'll
may
see.
Be.
I don't know.
But there's only one running right now. Am I correct? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, but if they say
unless
it's Stacey
Abrams
nothing,
gets in the race, there's only Kamala Harris running for president right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see her accepting second fiddle to a 78-year-old white guy.
What if it's that or nothing?
We'll see.
That's what Biden did. That's how he got VP.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah. Like, it's this or nothing.
Cool. Very true. That is very true. We'll get to a quick break, and we'll take more of your phone calls this morning if you have something to say about Joe Biden becoming a candidate for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. Some other news that's going on. There's a publication in Missouri reporting that indictments could come down as soon as tomorrow in this investigation into St. Louis County government politics.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
You know, I mean, listen, the presidency comes with term limits, unless, you know, this president's going to, you know, say, I'm going to go to the Supreme Court because I want to be president for life. It sounds like that I'm being facetious, but, you know, that wouldn't be far off. I wouldn't be shocked.
Okay.
Is Don Limon, like, officially insane? I mean, to suggest, just because you dislike this president, that, like FDR, he's going to go to the Supreme Court and try to either pack it with justices, or that's something the Democrats have been talking about. That's something Democrats do. That's not something Donald Trump's going to do. It's ludicrous to suggest that he wants to be president for life. And he said it was facetious. But he wouldn't be surprised. I mean, give me a break. The man's doing the job for free. He could be making a lot more money and have a lot less headaches. I mean, his personal life wouldn't be investigated by the attorney in the Southern District of New York. Do you know they're now suing Deutsche Bank for financial records to go back and suggest that somehow Trump's personal business overinflated its income or something for a loan 15 years ago, long before he was president? If that doesn't seem a little too personal for you, there's something wrong with you. Why is that an issue now? It's all because of their hatred for the man. They can't stand it. They've got people in the state of New York who ran for office on the platform of personally investigating the business practices of the Trump organization. And none of them gave a flip about it when they were taking campaign contributions for him from him for years, including Hillary and Bill Clinton. All of these folks, for the most part, had their a picture with Donald Trump's arm around them bragging about what a great guy he is because he gave him money for their campaign. It's just the nastiness is, I think the American people are going to reject that soundly. That's what I think is going to happen. Anyway, did you see the story in the, what's going on at the Grand Canyon? Another person fell to their death at the Grand Canyon.
This one was a little bit older than the last ones, right?
70 years old.
Doesn't that happen every year? I mean, aren't there like 100 deaths there a year or something like that?
No, really? I don't think there's
That might be inflated, but there's people always fall into the Grand Canyon.
It's usually taking selfies though, right? It's usually like taking pictures or risk-taking.
I think it's just people who walk too close and fall. I mean, maybe selfies now, but this is going to go on for years.
It
doesn't say how she fell. It just says that she fell about 200 feet. They had to use a helicopter. She was near the south rim, and I've never been there, so I don't know. She veered several hundred feet off a trail before she fell. So did she go over to a vista to get a picture or a selfie? And I mean, no, who knows? It's just, it's bizarre to me. There've been, hers is the fourth death near the park since March 26th. When the body of a Japanese tourist was found at the bottom of it. And then 2 days later, a Chinese tourist fell to his death. And then a 67-year-old California man was killed April 3rd after he fell. And now a 70-some-year-old woman. 17 people died at the Grand Canyon National Park last year.
See, that's why you should never go to a park.
That's what I just pulled up this headline and it's CNN, so take it for what it's worth. On average, 6 people die in national parks every week. This is how you can protect yourself. Somebody did a piece on this last night. Somebody did a piece. 6 people die in parks every week.
I just think that nature is dangerous and you should stay home.
Definitely. When your spouse or partner or friend says, let's go on a hike, say like the bar is so much safer.
Yes. What did you say? 6 people don't die a week in bars, do they?
It's not what I heard.
Probably more.
Come on, Ryan. No.
I like your tease. Like it's a great conversation starter. Just walk up to somebody at a bar. So what's up with the Grand Canyon?
Yeah. All those people dying out there trying to get fresh air. And here we are in a smoke-infested bar having a cocktail.
Eating greasy food. Like, that is a way safer environment, apparently.
Apparently.
I mean, it's just statistics.
Well, now, statistically, 17 people died specifically at the Grand Canyon in a year when 6.4 million visited. That's a tiny percentage, but still, you think about 17 people fell to their death, I'm assuming, is what happened if it's at the Grand Canyon. I don't like those odds. I know it's small.
Me neither.
Like
100 people
odds.
A year, like I said.
Exactly. Spot on, Ryan. You got it.
Could you do
Nailed
it?
Nailed it.
Could you do it? Could I fall into the Grand Canyon? I understand that. Maybe.
I bet you could if you tried hard enough.
I understand that they have a platform there that's made of like really strong glass. And you just walk out on it, and there's nothing below you. I don't think I could do that.
I could do it if there was a rail. Like
if I look over the edge of a tall building, I get that feeling in my stomach, like I'm about to throw up. So
I don't love it.
I can't tell you what I would do, but I can tell you that my dad did a handstand on the edge of the Grand Canyon when he was roughly my age.
Is he still alive?
He is.
He survived.
He survived. He fell 200 feet, but he's still around.
How old were you?
Oh boy,
I wasn't born yet.
Okay.
Did he get a really cool picture?
I think this was before pictures.
He
just did it for bragging rights?
Actually, he did it to make my grandma have a heart attack is what he did.
You are going to
That would work.
If you're going to a state park today or a federal park, be careful. It's apparently dangerous out there.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
I'm Batman.
Do you detect the comparison there?
The breathless voice that Joe Biden used announcing, today I'm running for president.
with a frown, like his brow is furrowed when he's saying it. He looks angry. I am Batman. I thought of Michael Keaton when I listened to him this morning.
I thought of Christian Bale.
Christian Bale?
Yeah, he was more breathy.
Who did you think of?
You guys, Trisha, are so alike, but different. George Clooney.
Oh, you thought
the
of George
best
Clooney.
Batman.
Ah, you thought of nipple Batman.
Because of the jaw? Is that it? Is that what you liked?
I did like that movie, though. I'm the only one. I'm the only one, but I did like that movie.
I thought of Val Kilmer. I'm just going to try to list more.
I'm just trying to list
more.
Who all's played it?
Did Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck did too. I forgot about him.
He has to be like George Clooney-esque with a Batman, right? Ben Affleck, like cheesy, like not a good Batman.
I didn't see that one, so I don't remember.
I don't either. I didn't either, but that's how I picture Ben Affleck as a bad Batman. Anyway, Joe Biden would be a bad Batman too.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. Let's get to our guest, please.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Tim Jones, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good morning, gang. Good to be with you.
Yeah. Morning, Tim.
Glad to have you back on. So what about the big breaking news this morning? Are you fired up for Crazy Uncle Joe?
Yeah, I like that. Breathless Biden. I like
Breathless
that.
Breathless,
you know,
Biden.
You know what? Because somebody has to save us from the mean, evil orange man, right?
I mean, Mark,
here's the problem, though, with Joe Biden. How does he fit in with today's cult of victimization, whining, and identity politics? I mean, he's an old privileged white guy, right? I mean, he's been, you know, sucking off the government largesse for, what, 40, 50 years? Well taken care of. Now, you know, Joe's got a good personal story. He's overcome a lot of tragedy in his life, and I applaud him for that, for persevering, never giving up. But where does he go? I mean, he's been on every side of every... He was a Democrat when they actually cared about working class people and saving the coal industry and manufacturing jobs. But now he's a Democrat when the leaders of his party in many areas want to abolish the... They want to get rid of coal miners. I think, didn't AOC the other day kind of echo Hillary Clinton about putting coal miners and manufacturers out of business? You know?
Absolutely. She would eliminate all of that.
Yeah, so they're channeling, isn't that funny, Mark? They're channeling Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 policy platform because somehow they think that Americans have swung around. And Mark, in some respects, we do have to be concerned. This younger generation, I heard you talking about them in the earlier segment. You know, the younger you go, the more radicalized it seems our youth are becoming, all thanks to liberal universities where 99.9% of the professors polled are Democrats. And so we do have to be concerned about that. But thankfully, I don't think America's there yet, right? We just elected Donald Trump.
True.
2.5 years ago. But that concern's always out there. So how does Joe fit into how does he wedge himself into this clown car, I guess is my question.
Yeah, it's a problem. You know, Tucker had a guest on last night. Her name was Alyssa Algren. She describes herself as a conservative millennial. Go to cut 36. Listen to what she said.
A majority of my age looks at socialism favorably. I am the minority voice. It was very prevalent when I went to college. I was probably one of three conservatives in my classes or that spoke up to be conservative at all. My representation of an ideology is not seen in Hollywood. It's not seen in the media, and right, it's not seen in the university system.
Yeah, so that's the challenge that Biden faces, because everybody running to the left of him is talking about free stuff. That's it.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. If you're going to be a front runner in today's very far left wing liberal Democratic Party, you have to either be professing one of two things, right? You have to be like Bernie Sanders, who is a flat out genuine socialist communist. You know, I mean, the guy honeymooned in the Soviet Union,
right?
Enjoyed it, you know, back in the 80s. Said it was wonderful. So he's legit, right? Bernie's a 100% Kool-Aid drinker. He's all in. He believes everything he says. So you either have to have that mentality, or you have to be like Pete Buttigieg, right? And you have to be victimized, and you have to be, you have to suffer from identity politics and be a victim. But it's not true. I mean, Buttigieg had a very privileged upbringing. I think he's an Oxford Rhodes Scholar, speaks seven languages, raised in a very middle, upper middle class neighborhood. But because he says, well, I'm gay, therefore I'm a victim, and he's making things up. He's making things up about Mike Pence attacking him.
Right.
It's just such fraudulent. So where does Biden, how does he wedge himself into all that? You know, he's an old, white male, you know, and so I don't know that he's a socialist like Bernie. I don't know that he can claim victim status like Buttigieg. But isn't that funny, though, Mark, that the party of victimization and of, you know, we are the forgotten ones and everything
right.
else, they've got three white guys now at the top of their ticket. And I saw a recent poll, Mark, Buttigieg, Biden, before he even got in the race, and Sanders, the three of them by far are pulling away from the rest of the pack, with Elizabeth Warren a distant fourth. So you wonder what the Ocasio-Cortezes and Omars of the world are going to think about when they get to their convention next year, and three white males are at the top of the ticket. How does that play into everything they've been professing these days?
Yeah, and two of them have failed before, in Biden's case, twice, right?
Right.
This
is the third strike. This is the third pitch for him.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to wonder, what is he going to bring to the table differently this time to help him succeed that he did not the previous two times where he failed? I mean, I give the guy a lot of credit. He became the vice president of the United States. But, you know, timing is everything in politics. And it seems at the age of, 72, 73, a party that he created, but which now he probably, honestly, if you put him on the lie detector, he'd say he maybe doesn't recognize it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know where he goes this time around.
So, no, he's 76, isn't it? We determined that earlier, Tricia? Yeah, he's 76 now. There you go. Hey Tim, want to get to a couple of state issues here, but I'm going to run out of time. Can you hold on through the break?
Absolutely.
All right, let me put Tim on hold, and we'll get back to his call because we've got potential rumors, stories of indictments that could come down very soon in St. Louis County government. I want to talk about that and the Clean Missouri Initiative that legislators in Jeff City are trying to tweak. And it's got a lot of people mad. So we're going to talk more about that and what it's all about when we come back.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
All right, welcome back. Tim Jones, former House Speaker, host of the Tim Jones Show on Sunday nights. We have him on the line this morning. Tim, this story coming out of Jeff City, the Missouri Scout is reporting that it at least one source they're reporting on says indictments could come down against some members of the St. Louis County government as early as tomorrow.
Yes, Mark. So this the general theory behind these rumors have been percolating for years, right? We've all sort of heard them amongst our sources and things that. And this goes back to the early days of Steve Singer's administration, to when he first took, you know, when he was first elected, five plus years ago now, was that, and the rumor is, just so folks know what we're talking about, is that, you know, the Singer administration engages in campaign pay for play, you know, that their modus operandi is to demand large contributions during the campaign season in exchange for access and decision-making in favor of large donors. Now, before everybody gets too excited about this, let's just remember the Clintons made that a professional sport and never saw a day in jail, right?
Yes, so, yes.
You know, these cases are hard to prove because, you know, let's be honest, you know, the people that support you and want you to do things, you know, they're going to give you campaign contributions. It happens every election cycle.
Every cycle, I'm sure, yeah.
It's just the way it is. Now, the question is, Does the candidate actually take, you know, say affirmative things or, you know, make affirmative promises? You know, is there actually evidence of, if you give me a dollar, I will make sure that this thing is done for you? Is there an actual violation of the statute, of the oath that you take, of the Constitution, where, you know, you're not supposed to be doing those things? And, you know, there's been a lot of swirling around these issues. I think the biggest The biggest example of this, Mark, would be the Northwest Plaza sale, right? That there's that you know, that big development up there, which has been turned into St. Louis County
mixed
government,
use.
Right?
Yeah,
Board
yeah.
of elections is and everything else. So was that part of a pay-for-play scheme? You know, and I think the biggest problem Steve Stenger has is, Mark, is that most of his party, have you noticed, they're not circling the wagons like a lot of the Democrats on the national level have done for the Clintons over the last several decades. There's not a lot of Democrats speaking up in favor of Steve Stenger. He's sort of alone on his own island. I think that is the biggest sign to me that he may be in trouble.
Well, there's been a strange silence since this whole thing came out, other than the initial statement that it's not, I'm not the target, I think was the original statement. But since then, you haven't heard much out of them. I have invited Mr. Stenger onto this program through his communications person, and I get zero response. He used to come on my show all the time. So, you know, I've given him an opportunity to come on here and talk about this, and I haven't heard from him. So we'll keep an eye on that. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow or what. Tim, while I've got you on here,
yes.
Let's talk about these changes they're talking about with Clean Missouri. The House down in Jeff City is moving forward with a proposed constitutional amendment that would completely ban lobbyist gifts. And I mean, they would erase the $5 level and go to zero, but it would also change some of the redistricting ideas that were part of Clean Missouri.
So, Mark, I love the way this is being portrayed in the media, and I do a segment on my show every week called Media Malpractice, and I know this makes you insane.
Yes.
As a professionally trained journalist, you know, back in the time when there was such a thing as fair and objective journalism, it just must make you sick to your stomach to see where your profession has gone these days. If you were to look at the media coverage on this, it's like the Missouri Republicans are unleashing anthrax on the population, you know, because look at their hypocrisy and look at their fraudulence, Mark. Back during the campaign for Clean Missouri, the Post Disgrace and the Kansas City Red Star and all the other liberal media outlets in Missouri, we have a liberal media intelligentsia here in the state, you know, don't deny it. And they said it was all about ethics reform, and it was all about lobbying. They were parroting the commercials, weren't they, of Clean Missouri?
Sure.
And who wouldn't be opposed to those things? You know, I mean, who would be opposed to those things? We got to clean up Jefferson City. So it was the Trojan horse buried deep inside Clean Missouri that you and I and others were trying to shout from the mountaintops to overcome their massively funded campaign by George Soros front groups and Planned Parenthood and Sierra Club and the ACLU. That buried deep in that was a gerrymandering scheme. And the media didn't want to talk about that. Well, now that it's law and passed, that's the only thing they want to talk about. Oh, the Republicans are trying to change this wonderful new way that we're going to draw all the districts. Whereas, Mark, this is the worst possible way. It's so bad that black Democrats, many of them, are rising up and saying that, yes, we have to change this thing because it's going to ruin our districts. The way we have districts drawn right now, Mark, are not by Republicans or Democrats, but by a bipartisan, nonpartisan commission chosen by the governor. And if they can't get the districts done, then it gets kicked to the courts. Many of the judges have been appointed by Democratic governors over the last 20, 30 years because we've only had a Republican governor for a short period of time.
Right.
So, Mark, the last maps did get kicked. The last maps were drawn by Democrat-appointed judges. So there was nothing wrong with that system. They just don't like the fact that Missouri has trended red, so they want to change the system, so they pass Clean Missouri. And now how dare Republicans touch a word of Clean Missouri?
Well, we'll see what happens here. I'm with you, though. It was a Trojan horse going in, and now that there's an effort to fix it by the people who truly understand it, you'd think they were just trying to overturn the will of the people or something. It's craziness.
Yeah, it's anything but, Mark. Definitely is anything but. People have to become educated on these things, and that was the poison pill inside Clean Missouri that now, of course, the liberal media outlets don't want Republicans to change.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you explaining that for us. Tim Jones, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon.
You bet. The Tim Jones Show, Sunday nights, of course, 7 to 9 on FM News Talk 97.1. All right, we'll keep an eye on what's going on with the potential indictments in St. Louis County. Don't worry about that. Did you know that there is the mother of all migrant caravans, there's another one coming up through Mexico. It's just arrived in Mexico City, 10,000 strong.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.